91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio.
Good afternoon to our friends and listeners. We appreciate you tuning in today to KXCI 91.3, Tucson's community radio. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. We really have a wonderful show for you today with our friends Diane Van Derzen and Lisa Otey. It's been a while since they left Tucson, but we are so lucky they keep coming back and to share their wonderful music with us. They'll be performing in several different venues, including the Century Room and Monterey Court, and you'll have the opportunity to see them. But you're tuned into the right station now because you'll hear some of their music right here, right now. I'm so excited. Let's hear what they've been up to, Kathy.
Yeah, I'm excited too, Aspen. International touring artists Diane Van Derzen and Lisa Otey are a dynamic duo, a perfect blend of hot jazz, sultry blues, and boogie-woogie. They take their act to festivals, clubs, and theaters around the world and are known for creating an atmosphere of intimacy with their humor and joyful interactions with the audience. And Aspen and I can both attest to that. They are a delight to see live. You really need to see them. Diane and Lisa have both been inducted into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. Lisa has also been inducted into the Tucson Music Hall of Fame and appeared on the Grammy-nominated CD Ladies' Man with Pine Top Perkins. Diane and Lisa have co-produced several CDs on their label Owl's Nest Productions, including Diane's I Never Knew, Lisa's Trio, Bring Your Own Boa for Lisa Otey and the Desert Divas, and three of Diane and Lisa's duo CDs. Well, unfortunately for Tucson, Diane and Lisa did move to Michigan 3 years ago, but we're lucky they come back every year to do some performances and say hello to their buddies here, including us, and we're so grateful for that. So, Diane and Lisa, welcome back to Tucson and to Broad Perspectives.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having us.
We are so delighted that you're here. And you've just made the trek again from Michigan to Arizona. Did you bring a dog with you? Because last time, Aspen and I talk about this all the time. The last time we interviewed you, one of your dogs was snoring on your lap and we could hear him throughout the whole interview. It was so funny. So who do we have with us today?
We have Bessie Smith, our little pug, and she still snores. But she's our navigator as we drive. She sits between us and she makes sure we take the right exits.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yes, I'm sure that's very helpful. And so if our audience hears a little buzzing in the background, you'll know that it's Bessie snoring with us. It's kind of insulting. I would hope she would be more alert, you know, but whatever. Okay, so you've been in Michigan now for about 3 years. How's it going there? Have you adjusted to the weather by now? I used to live there, so I know what it's like.
It was a long, cold winter, yes. This last one. People are still telling us it's mild. So we're not sure if we're actually going to experience, you know, a real winter. Because the Lake Michigan, you know, we're becoming really expert storm watchers when we see the big line of storms coming from Nebraska or Iowa and increasing in length and strength. But then it hops over the lake and usually lands someplace else. So
it's driving in the snow. That's the hard part. Yeah. We've had a couple of late gigs at night and driving at midnight in the snow. Mm-hmm. That's difficult.
That is.
Other than that, and wearing coats, and driving with coats on, you know, it's just.
And plowing the snow in the driveway and mowing a lawn. I mean, these are things we never had to do in Tucson.
I know. It's 3 years. Okay. Besides the weather, what would you say are the other biggest differences between Michigan and Arizona?
Michigan nice is real. It is real, real. When we send out our press packet to get gigs and stuff, we actually get the nicest rejection letters from people that say, oh, we love you. We love your sound. We know about you, but it's just not the right fit right now. We've never gotten, you know, rejection letters from Arizona that.
No, usually if we weren't a right fit, we just never heard back.
We just didn't hear back.
Unfortunately, we have heard back. We've gotten a lot of gigs at restaurants and vineyards and breweries, little concerts in the park in the summertime. Mm-hmm. We're really impressed with how far people are willing to travel to come hear us play. A lot of times they have to drive 50, 60 miles to come to a restaurant. I mean, in Tucson, it would take that, the length, the hour that it would take to drive to that restaurant is about how long it would take to drive across Tucson. Right. But in Michigan, you're like halfway across the state by that time. So, so we're really impressed with how generous people are with their time to be willing to travel that far.
The other thing that is strange about Michigan is they have the craziest card games. They have this one called Hand and Foot.
Did you ever play that, Kathy?
I never did. I haven't heard of that one myself. I haven't been there in a long time, though.
It takes six decks of cards to play, so shuffling the deck is almost impossible.
And we still haven't learned how to play euchre.
Yes.
That's a really big one there.
Yeah.
It is. I learned to play that when I was a child. I don't know how to anymore, but I would spend hours playing euchre as a child. But, you know, what you're saying is what people tell me, how they think about the Midwest. It's, everybody is very, very friendly and very nice. You, if they have a bad thought, you will never know it because they will be so nice. So there are many advantages to that, actually. Okay, well, you know, I'm kind of wondering, you've been there for 3 years now. You know what the weather's like, although if you haven't had a really bad winter there, you have something really to look forward to. But do you see yourself as staying in Michigan for the rest of your life, or do you think about moving other places? What's your attitude about that?
Well, we went up there for our friends who were having difficulty, and the one friend is still there, and we're helping her. And as long as she's there, we'll be there. It is a beautiful place. It's lovely. And I guess the future is yet unknown. Mm-hmm.
And we feel really fortunate that, because we didn't know what would it be like where we're so established in one place, will we be accepted in another place? And so we really felt embraced by the communities up there and feel like we're being able to build community and plant some roots there as well as here. So it's been really nice to, when we first came back here in 22, we weren't sure if people would welcome us back because, you know, we left without saying goodbye, but
it was COVID.
But it's because you deserted us now.
Yes.
But people have been really sweet and welcoming.
Yeah.
So we're just, it made us feel good, you know, that our music is able to reach new people in a new place. So.
But people here still, now they say, okay, you've been there too long. Now it's time to come back.
So this year we're coming back again in the fall, but we realized we didn't think it through. And then we have to find another place to stay. It's like, oh, wait, maybe we can't do multiple trips. But we'll try it this year and see how it goes.
Yeah, well, we are all secretly hoping, of course, that you will move back to Tucson someday. But, you know, I'm sure wherever you go with your personalities, you're going to find a community to love your music and to love you. Okay, so you haven't been here on Broad Perspectives for a couple of years. Tell us what's new in your lives since then, musically or otherwise. What have you been doing?
Well, like Lisa said, we've been reaching out to the music community in Michigan, and that has been wonderful. Once a month, we put on concerts at this church we belong to, but the sound of the church, it has beautiful
ceilings. So it's like a cathedral effect. It's really a beautiful room to play in.
And we've met musicians from Canada and throughout Michigan and Indiana, and we put on these concerts once a month, and it helps support them. It helps support the community, and that has been wonderful.
And we're music directors at this church in South Haven. And we also organize an open mic night once a month. So that creates opportunities for people to come out and share music, poetry. We had a magician one night.
Magician.
We had a, you know, whatever their talent is. It's just been really beautiful.
So we're building a really huge community base there. And that's always what we love.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really wonderful. That is new. We hadn't heard that before. And that sounds just perfect. And South Haven, what a great place that is.
Yeah.
I think that this is a good time. We should play at least one of your songs so our audience can hear what we're talking about. In case they haven't heard you, I can't imagine there's anybody out there who hasn't. But in case there is, let's hear a song. Aspen, what do we got?
Well, I think that now that they arrived back in Tucson, this makes the perfect sense why they chose this song. It's called Blue Skies. And so may I ask you, though, why you guys chose this song for today's show?
That's the reason.
That's the reason.
How did I guess that? All right. Well, there we have it. So we're going to play Blue Skies off of You Got What I Want.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Oh, blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. On me, nothing but blue skies do I see. All those blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. Nothing but blue skies. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. And we are back talking with Lisa Otey and Diane Van Derzen.
That's a great song, and I can see why you chose it. The one thing about Michigan that bothered me about the winters, not so much the snow, although the ice did bother me, but it was so gray all winter long that you, when you finally saw the sunshine in May, it was it's a big deal. Okay, so you're here to do some performances in Tucson. In fact, you've already done a couple, but you have a few left, which we'll tell our audience about. But first, you know, I've been thinking about your careers. You both started as musicians when you were children, really, or very young. So you figure, let's just say you've been doing it for 30 or 40 years, maybe more, I don't know. And I'm wondering, I'd like to hear from each of you, you know, if you had to do your career, your musical career over again, would you do anything differently?
I don't think so. We have been so fortunate. I mean, we've played, like you said, you know, Kathy, all over the world and palaces and jazz clubs on boats, you know, and it's been wonderful. So as far as my music career, our music career, we have about 20 years where we were individual, and then the last 20 years we've been together. Personally, I think about things that we've chosen, and we've each made different choices in our personal lives. But I think about if I changed something, I would not have been here in Arizona, and I would have never met Lisa. And so if I would have changed anything, we wouldn't be together.
Oh, yeah. And I would say, I mean, I would have let go of a bad relationship sooner. They're like personal choices that I would have made. But musically, I feel like Diane, really fortunate that it's always been like a leap of faith, trusting that the universe would meet us halfway, you know, putting ourselves out there, doing the work, showing up, and saying yes to every opportunity that comes. All of us were musicians, all four of us, and see how our lives have been shaped by the opportunities that mm-hmm. have presented themselves to us. And like when we started playing in Europe and meeting musicians there who wanted to play in Arizona and started developing exchange programs, you know, just kind of loosely based. But all the community that has been built over those years, some of those European musicians moved to the States. Those relationships are still going on today, 20 years mm-hmm. later.
Yes.
And just because we're willing to say yes and take a risk, there are business decisions that I wish I would have made differently. The 10 years before we got together was probably like the height economically in Tucson, I think, at that time. And so everybody was going out. I felt like things were going well. And then all of a sudden, you know, things changed. I didn't want to change. I didn't want to change the formula. Let's do more concerts. Let's book more venues. Let's go in the hole deeper. And it was around that time that Diana and I got together. And she has a very smart business sense and was trying very hard to get me to see, these are not good financial decisions. These are not good business decisions. I said, no, let's do more. And that, it honestly took 10 years before I listened to her. And I'm glad that I did, because now I feel like as a team, we're making smarter business decisions than when I was stubbornly trying to say no. Even with the foolish business decisions that I made, I still felt like we created so many incredible opportunities that I wouldn't have changed that. Like the Boogie Woogie Piano Festival that we put on, where we brought somebody from Europe and somebody from East Coast and someone more regional. You know, those festivals never were financially successful, but what an incredible event those were.
They were incredible. Now we're doing it on a smaller scale in Michigan. We're trying to get Donya Oxford from California up.
And sometimes Luis Kulima from Spain, sometimes he's in the area, so you know, like he's we could organize something.
He's playing in Chicago, so they can come on over to Michigan. We don't have to pay for all the airfare. And
but Diane, one of the things that she convinced me, which I wish I'd listened to her from the beginning, was it's okay to play for a guarantee. It's okay to partner with a venue and not take the whole risk on yourself. I wish I had listened to her wisdom sooner. But so that's what we're able to do at the concerts that we put on now in Michigan. Somebody sponsors the concert, so it's all covered, and then the artists have a place to play on their tour. And so it's working out really well.
Okay, that sounds great. And I think this is a nice time to play another one of your song, because I want our audience to hear as much of you as possible. Aspen, what's next?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a KXCI listener, and I often hear different DJs play you guys. So you are still alive in Tucson. The next song you chose is Just a Little Bit. I'm not as familiar with this song. Can you tell me a little bit about this song and why you chose it for today?
Well, one of the things I love about these double entendre songs is that they're kind of sassy, and they're fun. They're fun to sing. They're fun to perform. And that's why we played it for you, because you just want a little bit.
I don't know. I think you guys are very sassy. All right. Let's just listen to Just a Little Bit, also from You Got What I Want.
I don't want it all. No, I just want a little bit. No, I don't want it all. I just want a little bit. I want a eeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Turn the lights down low. Give me just a little kiss. Turn the lights down low. It's you I can't resist. I want a teeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
I want you forever, not for a peace of mind. Say you'll never leave till the end of time. I want a teeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
just want a little bit. I don't want it all. I just want a little bit. I want a itty witty bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Turn your lamp down low and hold me just a little bit. Turn your lamp down low. It's you I can't resist. I want a itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit.
I want a itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit. I want a itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Well, another great song, of course, and I'm sure that's going to encourage a lot of people to come and see you. Tell us something about yourselves that we don't know. We feel like we know you pretty well, but I'm sure that there are things about you we don't know and our audience doesn't know.
I was born in an elevator.
Really?
Now, I didn't know that.
That's something I did not know.
And my mother went into labor at 7 o'clock in the evening. She went to the hospital. The ER put her on a gurney. And she proceeded to show them that she was in labor. And ERs don't like to deal with labor, so they put her in an elevator to go up to obstetrics. And between the second and the third floor, I was born at 7:15.
Oh my gosh.
Does it say that on your birth certificate, born in an elevator?
What's interesting, Aspen, is my mom thought it would be really funny to call me Otis. The elevator. And my birth certificate said Otis van Derzen. And thank goodness my father said, we can't call her Otis. So he changed it to Diane. But if you look really carefully at my birth certificate, you see O-T-I-S.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. I love that story. Thank you.
You know, Lisa, I feel like I need to call you Otis from now on.
I kind of like that, actually.
Well, actually, Lisa uses it in our performances. There's a song we sing, well, you call out my name and she says, Otis.
All right. Lisa, how about you? Do you have any amazing stories for us that we don't know?
I honestly can't think of anyone. The only thing that I throw out when Diane says she was from Combined Locks, Wisconsin, and everybody says, where? You know, because it's such a tiny town. I say, Boring, Oregon. Anyone? Boring, Oregon? Because that's where I grew up.
Is that right? Yeah, we have a good friend, Steph Kaiser. I don't know if you know him. He was in Tucson for a long time as a musician. He's a great musician.
The name of the song is Boring Oregon, but it wasn't written by Steph. It was written by a friend of his, but he sings it, and it's really a great song.
It's a great song.
About Boring Oregon?
The whole song is about Boring Oregon.
Oh, Aspen, if you have a copy of that, you need to send it to Lisa.
Oh, that's great.
Did he write a song about being born in an elevator?
But, you know, I'm a songwriter, and I think I'm going to have to write that one.
I wrote a song on one of my old CDs called Sitting on the Back Porch, and it's about growing up in Boring Oregon and just eating blackberries that grew on our farm and watching the crop duster, you know, and how did we eat those berries and not develop some strange deformities. There was a friend from Tucson that went to visit the back porch, and she actually went to the home that I grew up in and took a picture of the back porch.
And took some dirt.
Yeah, she put some dirt in a bag and sent it to us with the picture.
That's so sweet. I love that. All right. Well, that's a good story all by itself. Okay, so we're getting to the end of our show. So I think we need to talk about what your performances are coming up so everybody knows. Tell us where you're going to be.
So on Wednesday, April 30th, we'll be at CPAC in Green Valley, the Community Performing Arts Center. And there's still a few tickets left. That show's at 7. And then on Sunday, May 4th, the Divas have their big show at the Gaslight Music Hall in Oro Valley. And then on Tuesday, May 6th, we'll be at Monterey Court at 6:30. If you want to find us online, just put in Diane and Lisa. We are the only ones on social media.
Only Diane and Lisa on social media.
All right. Good to know.
Thank you both so much for having us on.
Yeah.
Hey, it's so great to see you. Thanks for coming out again. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. I always have to say that. It's so sad.
Yeah, we need so much longer.
I know, we need hours.
We do.
Thanks, Diane Van Derzen and Lisa Otey, for sharing so much of your love and music today with us. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to see you with the Desert Divas, the show at the Gaslight Theater. And thanks to all of you wonderful people out there for listening to Broad Perspectives Radio today. Please join us every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And remember, you can learn more at our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. And right now, stay tuned and don't turn your dial, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. And we are going to go out with another song with Lisa Otey and Diane Van Derzen called Wild Women Never Get the Blues.
You hear these women raving about their monkey men, about their childish husbands and their no good friends. Well, these poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering papas don't come home. But wild women do not worry, wild women never get the blues.
Now when you've got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat just one man right. I keep him working hard both day and night. Wild women do not worry,
wild women never get the blues.
You got a sweet disposition and a mind of your own, but if your man starts kicking, let him find a new home. You get full of good mojitos and walk the streets all night. Go home and put your man out if he don't treat you right. I tell you, wild women do not worry,
wild women never get the blues.
Have a man that was evil and cruel. He'd hurt me and he'd use me. Now he's someone else's fool. But I didn't sit alone and cry all night. I left that no good man and now I'm doing all right. Wild women do not worry,
wild women never get the blues.
Well, you never get nowhere near man, ain't your child. Tell you something, I won't tell you no lie. Well, women are the only kind that really get by. I tell you, wild women do not worry,
wild women never get the blues.